This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى جواد ويحب الجود صدق الله العظيم وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُهُ النَّبِيُّ الْكَرِيمُ. Respected ulama-i kiram, dear friends, beloved elders, and my beloved students. Indeed, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan recently, a month in which we benefited and tried getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own way. And one of the opportunity which most of us, if not all of us, then most of us must have used, is the opportunity of generosity, it is the opportunity of giving. You must have noticed that in the month of Ramadan, people normally like to give more in the path of Allah, more than the other 11 months. Because the actions of the Sahaba, the actions of the Anbiya, the actions of the pious predecessors prove that in the month of Ramadan they used to give more. So following that, in our own capacity we tried doing that. Did we all try that? So now, my question is that giving something in the path of Allah, or my message is that giving something in the path of Allah is not something which is only supposed to be done in the month of Ramadan. It is supposed to be done throughout our lives. And we can understand that from the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Banu Israel, to the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that, O Banu Israel, وَقَالَ Allah, إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ, I'm with you, my help is with you. But there are certain things you'll have to do in order for my help to be with you. What are the things? لَيْنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. You will have to be punctual with your salah. If you are punctual with your salah, Allah is there for you. وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ. You will have to give out your obligatory charity, the charity which becomes mandatory upon you, which becomes farad on you every year. You'll have to give that out. If you give that out, Allah's help is going to be with you. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ. And then you will have to respect those to whom you are giving the charity. If I am giving out my mandatory charity to someone, then rather than showing him that I am doing a favor to him, I should be respecting him. That's the third action. So Allah mentions three actions. If you want my help to be with you, perform your salah, give out your zakah, and then respect those to whom you are giving out your zakah. Then the fourth action which Allah mentions is, وَأَقَرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. You'll have to give a good loan to Allah. Is Allah in need of any loan from us? It's a question, is Allah in need of any loan from us? He's not. Allah doesn't need anyone. Allah doesn't need anything. Yet Allah is saying here that if you want my help to be with you, you will have to give me a loan. What does it mean by giving a loan to Allah? To give out your wealth a little of your wealth in charity, then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give you the reward. That is the loan. You give out something today in the path of Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give you something in exchange. That's the loan Allah is asking for. So now Allah has mentioned four actions, that if you want my help to be with you, you'll have to do these four things. What are the four things? Perform your salah, give out your zakah, respect those to whom you're giving zakah, and give a good loan to Allah. Give something in the path of Allah. Now if you are paying attention to this verse, you will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating one action again. He's repeating one action twice. In the beginning Allah says, "Ataytumu zakah," give out your mandatory charity. And then again in the end Allah says, give a good loan to Allah. If someone is giving his zakat out, it is charity. Then what is the need of giving again? What is the need of repeating the same message again in the end of the verse? That give a good loan to Allah. It means, the ulama mentioned, it means that after taking out your zakah, you are not supposed to be someone who says that, okay, that's the end of story, I took out my zakah, now whatever after 1 year. No, you are supposed to be someone who's constantly giving charity in the path of Allah. Beyond your obligatory charity, you are someone who's ready to contribute towards the path of Allah in any way throughout the year, throughout your life. That is the message we get from this verse. And it is to become charitable in our lives. Not only for the month of Ramadan, but till we die. And we understand this from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna Allah ta'ala jawwad." Allah ta'ala is the most giving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those wa yuhibbu al-jud, who give out in the path of Allah. Allah loves them. A person who gives out more has a higher status in the eyes of Allah than a person who's stingy. It comes in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every day when you give out something in the path of Allah, a caller calls out, "Allahumma a'ti munfikan khalafa." Oh Allah, whoever gave out something in your path, grant him with the best exchange, grant him with the best reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed it to us practically. It comes in a hadith that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the, he was performing his asr salah with congregation, with the sahaba in congregation. And after the salah, the normal habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of sitting. Like you must be noticing in your masajid, that after every asr salah, the imam faces towards the musallis and then he sits for a few minutes. Why does he do that? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. So even after Fajr Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. He used to turn towards the Sahaba and sit for a few moments. And even after Asr Salah. So now on this occasion, instead of doing that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he went out quickly. Imagine we are performing Salah and Imam is seated here. Suddenly he stands up and he jumps all the subs and he goes out. We don't think that something has happened, right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out like that. And the Sahaba was shocked. And few moments later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even returned. And he came and he sat. So the Sahaba were more shocked. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out and he came back, which means that definitely he went to do something. So one Sahabi stood up and asked that, "O Prophet of Allah, what did you go out for?" And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that just before Asr Salah, someone had given me a pouch of gold coins. And a thought struck me that if I have to die with these gold coins in my possession, then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to hold me accountable of these gold coins. So I thought, let me go and give these coins in the charity and come back. And I shouldn't die with these gold coins in my possession. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us regarding wealth. And this is what he taught us when it comes to giving. It comes in another narration that once Hadhrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, he himself mentions the narration that I couldn't sleep. So I came out in the middle of the night in the streets of Medina. And I saw a man walking on the street just as me. And this man was none other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the beginning I wanted to go join him, but then I said to myself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might be having his private and personal time. So let me not disturb him. So I started following him, hiding behind the doors, behind the trees, to see what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt the presence of Abu Dharr Ghifari. So he shouted out, "Who's there?" And Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu turns. And he, since he's busted, he says that, "O Prophet of Allah, it's Abu Dharr Ghifari. It's Abu Dharr Ghifari." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls him. And then tells him, "Abu Dharr, come walk with me." And they start walking. And they go to this one mountain. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam points towards the mountain. And then he says that, "Abu Dharr, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give me wealth equal to this mountain, I am going to give all that wealth in the path of Allah and nothing would change in me. Abu Dharr, nothing would change in me." Now this sentence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that nothing would change in me, gives us two lessons. Firstly, we shouldn't allow pride to enter into our hearts when we have enough money in our possession. Normally when we, if, imagine if someone has to just tell me that, "Maulana, $10 million for you." The way I talk will change, the way I sit will change, the people I move with will change, the car I will move in will change. My wife, that one won't change, but there will be an addition. There'll be an addition to the wife, right? So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that nothing will change in me. Nothing will change in me. You will find me humble Abu Dharr Ghifari. And secondly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that if I have to give that much of wealth in the path of Allah, nothing will change in me. We learn another thing is that normally when we have money in our possession, we won't allow pride to enter our hearts. But when giving out that money in the path of Allah, we might end up allowing pride to enter our hearts. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, even when we're giving in the path of Allah, we are doing it for the sake of Allah and no other intention. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that give wealth in the path of Allah, even if it is half a date, even if it is one kwacha, give it in the path of Allah. And if you don't even have that one kwacha, then a pleasant word, a good word, that will play the role of charity. What is the connection between charity, giving something in the path of Allah, and a pleasant word? Why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that? There is a very big connection. That sometimes we can't reach out to people or we can't benefit others with our wealth, then at least let us benefit them with our words. It is part of charity. When we're talking about charity, it covers the whole aspect of akhlaq. It covers the whole aspect of humanity, of reaching out to people. If you can't reach out to people with money, then reach out with good words. And it is even teaching us that sometimes you can win a heart, not with wealth, but with a good word. Just by showing some good conduct and character, you can win someone's heart. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. If we have to study the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon many occasions, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used wealth to portray dawah, to invite others towards Islam. Upon one occasion, we must have all heard of Hatim Tai. We have a lot of Arab brothers here. They must have heard of this man, Hatim Tai. He was a man who was known for his generosity. He was like a signature when it came to generosity. Whenever the Arabs mentioned generosity in poems, they wouldn't go forward without mentioning this man's name, Hatim Tai. So this Hatim Tai once visited an old man. And the old man served him with the mothers, with the brain of the goat. So Hatim Tai ate the mothers and then he praised it. Out of courtesy, he praised that the food was tasty. So this old man, he goes out and he cuts all the 10 goats and then he presents the mothers, the brain of the 10 goats for Hatim Tai. This is the generosity an old man showed who was poor. So upon one occasion, Hatim Tai was asked that, "Have you seen someone more generous than yourself, Hatim?" So he said, "This old man was more generous than me." So the man asked that, "What did you give him in return?" Hatim Tai says that, "I went back with 500 goats and I gave him as a gift." So the man says to Hatim Tai that, "Hatim, this means that you are more generous than him because you gave him 500 goats and he only slaughtered 10 goats for you." So Hatim Tai replied that, "No, the old man is more generous than me because I gave him little of what I had and he gave me all of what he had." So he's more generous than me. Now this was the generosity of an Arab person, a person who came way before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us understand the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it is connected to Hatim time. After one of the battles, the captives are presented in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one woman from the captives stands up and says that, O Prophet Muhammad, treat me with dignity and honor. Treat me with respect. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her that, on what basis do you say this? And the woman replies, I am the daughter to Hatim Tai. My father was a man who used to take care of the poor, who used to take care of the needy, who used to take care of the visitors. I am the daughter to that man, so treat me with dignity and honor. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her that, indeed your father was a great man. Go, I am setting you free because of the generosity of your father. And she's set free. But now this was the daughter to Hatim Tai. So she says that, O Prophet Muhammad, what's the use of me going alone? Why don't you set my clan free with me, my people free with me? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, indeed you are the daughter to your father. Go, I set you free because of your father's generosity. I am setting your clan, your people free because of your generosity. And then this woman and the people, they go to Adi bin Hatim, the son to Hatim Tal, who was not ready to accept Islam. She goes to him and she says that, O Adi, let us go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept Islam, because there is no other person more generous than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the surface of this earth. And they come and they accept Islam. That is the generosity Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to show. And forget about, we are talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are talking about Muslims, we are talking about believers. The non-believers of that time, the non-believers were generous. It comes about Khusro Parvez, the king of Persia. He was a non-believer. He was seated in his court with his people, and a fisherman came with a fish. And the king says, okay, keep the fish, and he commands his people to give him 4,000 dinar. Now 4,000 dinar is almost 100 million kwacha, or single fish. He gives that much to the fisherman. Now the wife to the king was seated next to the king, the Ministry of Home Affairs. So she pokes the king. And she says that, you are giving him 4,000 dinar for this small fish. The king says that, look, it is against my honor to take something back which I have already given. So the wife says, okay, what you can do? You can tell him that what is the gender of the fish. If he says male, say I wanted a female. If he says it's a female, say I wanted a male. And then get the money back, retreat the money back. So the king calls the fisherman. And he asks for the gender of the fish. Now the fisherman is clever. So he says that the fish is androgyne. It has both genders, male and female. So the king becomes happy. He says, give him another 4,000. So now he has 8,000 dinar for a single fish. And the wife is more angry and he's going. And as the fisherman is going, one coin drops down. Now, as human beings, we are greedy. We are haris. So this fisherman doesn't even want to leave one coin behind. So he starts to pick up that one coin. So the wife of the king says that, look, he's so greedy. Call him back and tell him, because of your greediness, we are taking all the money back. So the king calls him and he says to him that, why didn't you leave one single coin behind for us? The fisherman says that, oh my king, this coin has your picture inside and it has your name inside. Now if it is left on the floor and someone walks on it, your name will be disrespected. So the king becomes more happy. He says, give him another 4,000 dinar. So he goes with 12,000 dinar. Now, this is how the people before us, we are talking about non-believers, they used to give. We are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and give in the path of Allah in our own way. There are so many avenues around us. We have orphanages, we have hospitals, we have madaris, we have masajids, where there are so many projects in front of us. We should try and reach out to these people. And as I said before, if not with our wealth, then a pleasant word, dua. A person who's in stress, just going to him and just giving a good word that, my brother, everything will be okay. And a hug, that will play the role of charity. So inshallah, we'll all do that inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.